The 68th Assembly District includes parts of Eau Claire and Chippewa counties and is home to National Presto Hutchinson Technology and the Luther Middleford Mayo Health System. Healthcare reform is a key battleground issue in this district. Republican Representative Terry Moulton is vice chair of the Health and Healthcare Reform Committee. He's adamantly opposed to the Healthy Wisconsin plan that Democrats tried unsuccessfully to get passed after the last election. His Democratic challenger is Kristen Dexter, who says the plan was a start. While in this exchange, Moulton claims much of the health insurance problem was already recognized and addressed.
That is why we increased the Badger Care program to Badger Care Plus. And according to the governor's office, we are covering now 98% of the people.
And
in
so
the
if
state.
You think that's the end of the health care debate, that's really sad. That doesn't even begin
I
to.
I didn't say that it was
doesn't
the end
begin
of the
is, is Badger Care Plus, though, the option that people have now?
Oh, yeah. It's a great way to get people insured. It does nothing to control cost.
But Dexter does not say she'd vote for Healthy Wisconsin until more funding options are explored. She's an Altoona school board member and self-described stay-at-home mom. Moulton, who was first elected in 2004, owns a sports store and is an avid muskie fisher and bow hunter. He is talking up three votes he made that show he can vote against his own Republican Party.
I voted against my party on the smoking ban. I voted for that, the statewide smoking ban, in the Public Health Committee.
Plus, he supported the Compassionate Care for Rape Victims legislation. And he agrees with Dexter the state is not charging a high enough tipping fee to control out-of-state garbage. Dexter, on the other hand, says she does not find anything wrong with her party's legislative priorities.
I support the Democratic platform. I support especially the social values and the social justice.
Kristen Dexter says she supports gay rights and taking a careful look at all state agencies for places to cut the state budget. She cites her school budget cutting experience, while Moulton says his 30 years in business gives him the budget cutting edge. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.
I'm Shemaine Mills in South Central Wisconsin. Voters in four counties here, Dane and Green, along with parts of Rock and Lafayette, will choose between an incumbent who nearly won 2 years ago and an economist who's seeking political office for the first time. The Democratic challenger, John Walty, says frequent school referendums prompted him to run for state office. He says districts should not have to go back to taxpayers repeatedly. Both candidates want to change the way schools are funded to ease the property tax burden. But challenger Walty says Republican Brett Davis has failed to do that as member and chair of the Assembly Education Committee.
He's had 4 years on that committee, 2 years as chair. Nothing has happened. He talks about it. But nothing has come about, and so that is one of the reasons I decided to run against him.
The two candidates have a political bullseye of sorts on their back. It's a race both parties have targeted, along with interest groups seeking to fend off the challenger. Issue ads for the incumbent, Davis, are being run by a Virginia-based conservative group called Coalition for America's Families. The group paid for TV ads accusing Walty of supporting free health care for illegal aliens. It's a reference to the Democrats' Healthy Wisconsin proposal, which Walty says he does not support in its current form. He does, however, want health care for all. Brett Davis, on the other hand, says the answer to better access is less government and more consumer control.
We have to make some investment on prevention measures, so incentives for wellness, whether it be in business or individuals, I think can go a long way into making us all healthier. And we all have to take personal responsibility as well.
The state's fiscal health is another issue in the race. Walty, an economist, wants to close what he calls corporate tax loopholes. Davis wants more incentives to get industry to locate in Wisconsin. The 80th Assembly is a district long coveted by Democrats, especially this year as they try to tip the balance of power in the state assembly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Steve Rysom in La Crosse. 56-year-old Assemblymember Lee Nearison is aiming for his third term in office in the 96th District. The Westby Republican says his legislative experience makes him a better choice than his opponent.
Running an office, there's a lot of things that go on, you know, and trying to be fair and honest with the people. That's what most of the people out here want, is somebody that's going to talk straight to them and be honest with them.
Nearson says his constituents often bring up three concerns that he plans to address in Madison: the nation's weakening economy, Wisconsin's high taxes, and making sure there's affordable health care for everyone.
Well, now when Badger Care Plus starts in February, even the governor's own figures say that it's only going to be 2% that won't have some form of health insurance. So I'd like to see working for those 2% and not turn the whole thing upside down by having a government-run health care.
Neerson's Democratic challenger, 58-year-old Dale Clemmie of Prairie du Chien, says he has experience as a problem solver for Wisconsin communities. He has worked over the last 30 years as a community planning consultant.
It dawned on me the other day that while most legislators, or a number of legislators, tend to become lobbyists after they're done being a legislature or after they're voted out of office, I really have been working for small communities on their behalf as we interact with the state and federal government. So to some extent, I've been an unpaid lobbyist.
Clemmie says he wants to dive into issues that Wisconsin lawmakers have played, in his words, kick the can with for too long, like fixing the state deficit, properly funding public schools, and making health care more affordable.
It seems that what we've been, legislatures have been doing, is the Band-Aid approach. Let's just do a little something to take away a little bit of the pain, but we're a little too timid to grab this thing head on and actually deal with these issues.
The Wisconsin Democratic Party has targeted a 96th Assembly District race with greater than usual interest this year, since Neerson narrowly won his last election. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.